So let's review. The Gemara earlier cited Shmuel's ruling. If someone sold the field and it was discovered to be stolen property, the buyer is reimbursed for the principal, but not for his improvements, because since the buyer never actually owned the property, it appears as if the purchase money was a loan, and he is now collecting his money with interest. The Gemara cites a contradictory ruling of Shmuel, from which it seems that yesh leishvach, because Shmuel said, amlich mekosiv shufr shivchu peiri. A scribe must consult with the seller whether he wants to obligate himself to reimburse for improvements and produce. Now, Shmuel could not have been referring to a balchayv, a creditor, because Shmuel ruled balchayv goyves eshvach avol peiris loy. A creditor can collect the field with its improvements, but cannot collect ripe produce. Clearly, Shmuel must be referring to lekeach migazlan, if the land is discovered to be stolen, and yet the buyer collects for shvach. The Gemara suggests two answers. Kogayin shesh lekarka. If the seller reimburses the buyer with land, it does not resemble ribbis. Kogayin shekana miyadei. If the seller performed a kinyan at the time of the sale, committing to pay for the shvach if the property is seized, it does not resemble ribbis. Although also lulvasa b'sa, it is forbidden midrabanan to lend a measure of produce to be repaid with an equal measure, because the price may fluctuate and go up, and they may receive more value than he lent, and this is a form of ribbis. Furthermore, this is true even b'makom shishle karka, and even b'makom shekano miyadoi, whether or not he pays with land, or if he made such a kinyan. The Gemara answers, however, hasam halva hachazvini. We're more stringent regarding a loan because it strongly resembles ribbis, but we are more lenient regarding a sale because it does not resemble ribbis as much. The Gemara returns to discuss a creditor claiming the shvach. Balchayv goyves eshvach. A creditor collects the improvements, and as Rashi explains, the buyer cannot argue that since he improved the land, the creditor must compensate him. Rava adds, indeed, the seller accepts this obligation by writing in the document of the sale, I guarantee the sale against any claims, inun v'amalehen v'shevchein, for the principal and the improvements. And so as Rashi explains, the creditor may take the shvach as well, because the buyer will not suffer loss since the seller will reimburse him. Therefore, the Gemara continues, if the land was given as a gift, the creditor cannot claim the shvach because the gift was not guaranteed. The Gemara cites a braisa. If someone sold the field and the buyer improved it, and the land was then seized by a creditor, if the improvements are worth more than the cost, he collects his expenses from the creditor and the additional value of the improvements from the seller, because as Rashi explains, the additional value of the improvements defrayed part of the loan. But if the expenses exceeded the value of the improvements, he's only entitled to collect his expenses up to the value of the shvach from the creditor. The Gemara offers two approaches how Shmuel understands this brisa. B'lekech migazlan, the original owner seized the land, and yet the buyer claims the shvach from the seller, and there's no concern of ribbis. K'gein sheyesh lekarka, inami b'shekano miyadoi. Because the seller paid with land, alternately, he pre-committed to this obligation. B'balchayv, a creditor seized the land. However, regarding the shvach that he seizes, it depends. Had the masik bei kishir ara v'shivcha. The bachayv does not pay for the shvach if the amount owed is equal to the field and the shvach. Had the masik bei elikishir ara. The bachayv does pay for the shvach if the amount owed is only equal to the field. However, the Gemara asks that the bachayv has the option of seizing the shvach and paying for it is only according to the opinion that I is le zuzi lelikach le motzi mesalik le bachayv. The buyer does not have the option of compelling the creditor to accept payment in lieu of the field. Rather, the creditor has the option of seizing the field or accepting the money. Therefore, the balchayv also has the option of seizing the shvach as part of the field and then pay for the excess. However, according to the opinion, ki is leizuzi lekech, motzi mesalik lebalchayv, the buyer does have the option of paying off the loan and keeping the land, the buyer can argue, ilo hava leizuzi hava mesalkinach mekula ara. If I had money, I would keep the entire property. Therefore, I am at least entitled to keep a portion of the land equivalent to the value of the improvements above the amount of the loan. The Gemara answers, Kigren Shasoi Apoitiki. The seller initially designated this particular land for collection, telling the creditor, Lo Yehi Lecha Paroin El Mezu. You can only collect from this property, therefore the buyer does not have any rights to it. The Gemara discusses several additional scenarios of buying stolen property. Hikar ba she'ena shaloi b'lakcha. If the buyer was aware that the field was stolen and nevertheless bought it, and the original owner then seized it, amarav mois yesh loy shvach ein loy. He's still entitled to reimbursement because adam yudei shekarka ein loy v'gamba v'nosan l'shem pakadon. He knew the sale was not binding, and so he intended to give the money as a deposit, but did not say so outright because sava loy mekabel. He thought the seller would not accept the deposit. However, Shmuel amar afila mois ein loy. He is not reimbursed because adam yudei shekarka ein loy v'gamba v'nosan l'shem matana. He knew the sale was not binding, and so he intended to give the money as a gift, but did not say so outright because ksifale milsa. He thought the seller might be embarrassed and decline. However, the Gemara asks, "Hai la arab my konaches upeiros hecha achel." If he only intended to give a deposit or a gift, by what right does he acquire and use the land and eat the produce? The Gemara explains, "Savar ano eches la arab ve'avid ve'echel begavei ki hecha dahav ko'avid ihu." He reasons, in the interim, I will eat the produce, just as the thief would. If the owner claims the land, the payment will then be a deposit or a gift. An additional scenario. If after selling the field, the thief then bought it from its true owner, we cannot say as Rashi writes, he can act in place of the owner and seize the field from the buyer, since the original sale was never valid, as it was stolen at that time, and reimburse him for it. He cannot do that because a seller gives all his rights to the buyer, and as Rashi explains, he bought it with the intention that it should remain with the buyer. The Gemara suggests two reasons for this ruling. He doesn't want to be maligned by the buyer. However, in the case of a matana, if he gave it as a gift, he's not concerned because he can say, "My gazlina menach, I have not stolen anything from you." Nichele deleka behemnuse. He wants to maintain a reputation of honesty, and this is equally applicable to matana. The Gemara rules on several of the disputes mentioned in this daf regarding lekeach megazlan. Hilchasa yesh le mois v'yesh le shvach v'afa pish le pirish le yesa shvach. If someone bought land and it was discovered to be stolen, the seller must compensate him for improvements he made to the property, and we are not concerned that it resembles ribbis. Helchasa, hikarba she'ena shaloi b'lakacha, mois yashloi shvach einloi. If someone bought land that he knew was stolen, the money is considered a deposit and must be returned.